This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day 13, and today's devotion is titled, Money Matters. Money matters. Our scripture memory today comes from Proverbs 31:11. It says, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil." Yesterday we discussed what it meant to be dependable and trustworthy. Today I want to focus on the second part of our memory verse, "He shall have no need of spoil." In some families, the wife takes care of the majority of the finances. In others, the husband is the one who makes the decisions. Regardless of who pays the bills or manages the budget, it's up to you to be faithful with the money that your husband has given you control of. It's important to learn to be content. We talked about contentment and gratitude a few days ago, being thankful for those blessings that you do have. Not always wishing you had more. For a lot of women, shopping is a way for them to fill up that hole in their heart. But they feel happiest if they get to go shopping and buy new things, buy pretty clothes, food, whatever it may be. A lot of times it's just the act of actually spending money that makes them feel, it gives them a feeling of joy or happiness. And you may not have even thought about it that way. But if you feel a need to shop, even though you don't really need new things, you're probably trying to fill up an empty place inside of yourself. Because buying new things does make you feel happy for a short period of time. Unfortunately, it doesn't really work. The only person who can fill that hole, that emptiness inside of you, is Jesus. And when we put material possessions on such a high place, we're putting those things above God. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with shopping or enjoying shopping. It can be fun. I admit I enjoy shopping sometimes. I'm not a real big shopper myself, but it is fun to go and pick out pretty things and bring them home to enjoy. If you recognize in yourself a desire to shop as a way to bring happiness to your life, focus on why. Pray about it. Ask God to help you find joy where it truly matters. Not in new stuff, but in Jesus. I believe that every family should have a budget. And if you and your husband don't have a budget set up, I suggest that you make it a priority to sit down together and discuss your money situation and set up a budget for each month. It's important to use money wisely and with discretion. It's important to shop within your means, not to overspend. My husband and I always pay cash. We do have a credit card. But if we use the credit card, we pay off the bill every single month. And we have, in the 13 years that we've been married, we have never incurred debt. Debt is like a ball and chain around your ankle. It's very easy to go into debt if you don't control your spending. So if you've been given a budget of, say, $500 to purchase your groceries and other household items that you need each month, instead of just willy-nilly spending every single penny, see what you can do to save some of that money. Shop frugally. Just because you have the money doesn't mean you have to spend it. In my opinion, it's always better to save money than it is to spend money. It's important to model good spending habits to your children. When you stay within your budget and shop within your means, it's much easier to stay out of debt. And if you learn to save money, say you know you'll need a new washer and dryer in a couple of years. instead of waiting until your washer breaks down and then needing to put that purchase on a credit card, go ahead and start putting some money aside, specifically for a new washer and dryer. One of the easiest methods of budgeting your money is by using the envelope system. Sit down together and write out a budget. If your husband has a difficult time controlling his own spending, if you're the one that is the frugal one, very often married couples are opposite when it comes to money. Not always, but a lot of times they are. So if it's you that is the frugal one and your husband that has a difficult time controlling his spending, you know, you might want to write up a possible budget and then sit down with him and show it to him, and then you can discuss it together. And he can have some input in where the money should go. But the envelope system is a really easy way to control your spending each month. When you sit down and do your budget each month, you take the money that you have, and then you allot the money to different categories, such as tithing, groceries, rent, and insurance, gasoline. Place the allotted money in a marked envelope for each month. And when the money is gone, don't take from another envelope. You've already reached your limit. If you have leftover money in a particular category, you can discuss with your husband whether or not to save that money and have it roll over to next month. Or maybe you're wanting to save up for vacation, and you can take, you know, if you're really careful about turning off the lights and not using a lot of electricity this month, and so your bill comes and you've saved money, you could take that money and put it in your vacation fund or whatever it is that you're wanting to, or just in your savings account, whatever it is you're wanting to save money for. This method can be helpful for both the husband and the wife. And I suggest, if your budget allows, that you give each one of you a practical amount of money that can be used on anything either one of you wish to spend it on, and that you don't have to be accountable to the other spouse about. And finally, I want to talk about shopping frugally. Let me give you a few tips about how I shop. My first tip for shopping frugally: when you go into a store, say, to buy clothes, don't look at all the stuff that you can't afford. I always go straight back to the clearance racks. Our family, my kids, everybody knows that when we go to the store to purchase new clothes, that we're going to go to the clearance racks, and that's where we shop. Generally, the clearance racks are the clothing that is on sale at the end of the season. So when you have kids, the way you can make this work for you is to always be buying for the next year. So if you have a 7-year-old, you can shop the clearance rack for clothes that they would wear when they are 8 years old for that season. It takes a little guesswork. Sometimes kids do have a growth spurt, and it doesn't. They might grow out of something faster than you realize they would. But for the most part, you can shop the clearance racks at the end of season, purchasing for the next year, and you'll save a ton of money that way. Now, my second tip for shopping frugally is avoid impulse buying. This is a big one, because a lot of times if you're an impulse shopper, you'll see something, maybe it's even a really good deal, and you love a bargain. But what you need to do before you purchase that item is ask yourself a few questions. Number one, do you need it? Number two, can you afford it? Does it fit within your budget? And number three, is there another way you could make do without it? If you stop and think about those things, ask yourself those questions, approach shopping with purpose and rationally instead of emotionally, you will save a lot of money in the long run. My third tip is to purchase sale items in bulk. Now, this will mostly be used when purchasing food or other household products that you use on a regular basis. When an item goes on sale for a really good deal, maybe even on clearance sale, go ahead and purchase enough to last you for a few weeks or even months, depending on what the item is, enough to get you through until the next sale. That way you're never spending more money than you have to. You save money over the long haul, and you're never paying full price. In fact, my husband and I rarely ever pay full price for anything. And my last tip for shopping frugally is to shop at salvage grocery stores. A few years ago, my husband and I came across a salvage grocery store in our area. And since then, we've found two or three others. They're not in our town. We actually will go to them when we have to be in the larger towns surrounding our home. But we shop at these salvage grocery stores, and you can find amazing deals in these kinds of stores. You would think that they wouldn't have a lot of good stuff, since a lot of the cans are dented and the boxes might be smashed a little bit, or the food may be getting close to expiration date. However, we have found some really, really great deals in these stores. In fact, these days we shop, probably 90% of our food comes from salvage grocery stores, including produce. I know recently we had found at a salvage grocery store, we found cases of asparagus, fresh asparagus. It was really young, tender asparagus. We found cases that had, I think it was 10 or 12 bunches of asparagus in each case. It was fresh. There was nothing wrong with it. And they were selling each case for $1.99. And each case had 10 to 12 bunches of asparagus in it. So we have found consistently really great finds at the salvage grocery stores. If you don't know where one would be in your area, you start asking around, do a little bit of research, and I'm sure that you will find a salvage grocery store in your area. So, learn to live within your means, shop within your budget, and respect your husband when it comes to money. Be content with your life and always seek to do better, because money does matter, and when we're careful with the resources that God has given us, He's going to bless us. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for providing for our needs. Help us to use the money that we have wisely. Help us to be faithful with our money. Help us to honor our husbands with our money. Please bless each of the ladies listening today. Bless her life abundantly. Help her to have more peace and joy. Help her to look to you always. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Loving Others.